Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Ashley King is a wife and a mum. She loves her town, her church, teaches art and dance at a local private school in the US. Oh, and she's a YouTube star as well with her spoken word videos, calling on us to make better choices in pop culture and in our marriages. Dear Pop Culture, her first YouTube clip, calls out teens to push back against the hypersexualized messages that are the focus of popular entertainment.
You sing "I'm on the edge of glory" with your own glorification. You fire up the feeling of victimization so that rebellion and revenge feel like the only justification. And you so conveniently offer every emotional accommodation. While we sit back and allow your perverted narration over our lives and let you control our destination, your lyrics are like cancer in need of radiation.
Yeah, she doesn't pull any punches, does she? Sealed with a Kiss, her follow-up video, looks at our expectations for marriage and the choices that we make in it.
It's a cultural norm, this idea, that love is uncontrollable, that somehow its unyielding power allows a marriage to be disposable. But the true power of love is it's not envious or boastful. It's not irritable, insistent, impatient, or resentful.
Ashley King. We welcomed Ashley to Open House and started with her first video, Dear Pop Culture, and the pretty full-on way that she approached popular entertainment for teenagers.
So that is a deep passion of mine. As a youth, I was not a Christian and often would listen to a lot of music that I realized in later years was just terrible for my mind, for my ear gate and my mind. And so it had been a passion for years on my heart just to speak into that. And I feel a definite sensitivity toward that, just that area, the pop culture and the message that they're sending to youth, and have always had a passion for the youth. The spoken word itself came about when actually my husband, who leads a music cafe, asked me to write some poetry. And I agreed to it, but the night came when the spoken word was ready to be given, and I hadn't written it. So I had no idea about what I was going to write about, and he said, "You have to do this because I put it in the bulletin that you're doing this tonight." And so I said, "Well, I have nothing," and we kind of got into a little marital dispute about it. So he said, "You need to go." It was about an hour before the music cafe was starting. He said, "You need to go sync in a back room, and you need to produce something." And so I went into a back room and I thought, what am I passionate about? And I really honestly feel that the Holy Spirit was there for me because I had nothing. And in my own writing abilities could not have produced what I feel like the Lord led, what he had put in my heart. And so I went in the back room and I just literally wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote. And about an hour later, I came and I presented and I walked up there confidently and I presented this. And so it was really under a lot of pressure, but I feel like the Holy Spirit met me in that place. And I think that's how he works a lot of the times when it's not in our own strength, that when we have an hour to do it and we know for certain that there's nothing that we could write that could impress people. And so I think the Lord really met me there, and he had put this on my heart, and so I gave the spoken word that night at the music cafe.
What was the reaction like? Did you get any blowback or criticism for the kind of full frontal approach you had on pop culture?
Yeah, so I think initially that night there was just a lot of positive reaction, and I more so than I had expected, and sort of a standing ovation. And so I was a little sort of surprised with the reaction at first. And so didn't realize, afterward had people coming up to me and say, "I cannot believe how you spoke so boldly." And I remember being surprised myself, thinking, was it bold? Was that bold? Like, just thinking it was just truth. Like, yeah. I was just speaking truth and being surprised that people were saying that it was so bold, because when I was writing it, I really didn't feel that. I didn't think, this is a bold message and I'm going to just give this bold message. I just felt like, well, I'm going to speak some truth here. And it wasn't until it sort of went viral and I got a lot of both positive and a lot of negative criticism, when I realized, wow, I didn't realize that this was so offensive. And I guess I should have, because I would have been there years ago in that same spot where these were my idols that you're attacking.
Yeah.
And so after hearing some of the responses, I totally understood why. But I think there was sort of a covering. Like, the Lord allowed me to write it and not have fear. And looking back, I do think it's bold. But in the moment, I didn't see that. And I think that was a good thing, because I didn't maybe have the trepidation or whatever that would have come with that.
Ironically, given the background of your conversation with your husband and him suggesting you get down to business, it's time, in writing that first one, that your follow-up that also has gone viral is a marriage conversation as well, about how easy, how comfortable we are perhaps at letting the idea of marriage go when it becomes inconvenient. Again, right. Controversial subject matter, and a really deeply personal one for people who are living in tough times in relationships.
Right. And I wrote that one from a very humble place. So I've been married for 10 years and understand all too well the manipulation and the motives behind excuses that are given, because I use them and I feel those things. And so it was written from a very humble place in a time that our marriage was coming under a lot of attack, understandably so. I think, you know, Satan knows where to get us. And I was actually asked to speak. So Massachusetts Family Institute is a pro-family organization fighting on the front lines for marriage, for traditional marriage in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw my first spoken word and asked me to write on marriage.
Wow.
So that's sort of where the motivation came. They said that they would sponsor it and had a wonderful producer, Desert Clay Films, from Florida, produced the film. And so they asked me to write about it. And during that same time, just a lot of stuff going on in my marriage. You know, I'm married to a wonderful, godly man, but we're both human. And so I always say we have a marriage that needs maintenance. And I think everybody does. And that maintenance is really Jesus Christ. And we need to always come back to his word. And I think, you know, even today, that spoken word comes from a very humble place, but a place that I believe so strongly. It's the foundational piece of what I believe in my own marriage. And so I felt like not only did I need to tell myself these things, but when I was asked by Massachusetts Family Institute to write on it, I knew that the Lord wanted me to also tell others and remind myself about what I'm doing in my marriage.
How did that faith-centric message translate in a community that perhaps doesn't always have a faith? Have you found it an effective testimony to faith?
Yeah, I mean, we live in a hot spot in the United States, and for the marriage fight in general. And
yeah.
I think, you know, with this message, again, a lot of criticism, a lot of people watching for my marriage to fail. But again, I keep coming back to that place where, you know, it will fail, but for Jesus Christ. He is everything. And so I think in the community that I'm in, I think, you know, we have definitely polar opposites as far as marriage goes and faith and belief. The people that have a lot of faith tend to be very strong in their convictions, because you have to be if you're living here.
Given that you referred to so many different aspects of duress that marriage can come under within your spoken word, how many of those have actually been present at any particular time in your own relationship?
Oh boy, I would say that just about all the excuses that I mentioned there are excuses that I've used at one time or another.
Is that right?
I mean, in my own head, not necessarily to my husband, but of course, I mean, I feel like in our own nature, we just, you know, well, you're not doing what I want you to do for me. So, you know, I'm not going to love you. And this whole, you know, if you're not making me happy, I mean, I feel like that's, on a daily basis, I have to check that and make sure that that I'm coming in line with what Scripture says marriage is and not what I say marriage is, and remembering that it is a covenant and it is not a contract that can be broken.
So the story so far is Dear Pop Culture, out of a ministry at a church cafe, then something a little bit more at the behest of somebody else in Sealed with a Kiss. What is the next mission statement you'd love to share? And how far are you down that track now?
One of the things that's very important to me is that I don't get ahead of the Lord on this. I don't know what the Lord wants to do with this. And he may say, you know what, you've done your two spoken words. Those are the things that needed to be said. You're done. And so I'm very willing to doing, you know, two spoken words or 20 if he calls me to. We're brainstorming with a few different ideas, one that may be coming out on purity that is somewhat written at this point.
Yeah.
A big passion of mine, like to speak to the youth on that one, and also atheism. So who knows? There are a few different ideas out there, and again, just waiting on the Lord, not wanting to move too fast. I've been asked to do different speaking conferences. I've been asked by a few different people to write specific spoken words for CD albums or different things. And really, at this point, I'm a homeschool mother of four, and I just feel like I know what I'm doing with my children is great, and I don't want to rush ahead of anything that the Lord has. So just waiting on him for the go.
Ashley King, we love your work. Thanks so much for sharing your time. I didn't realize you're a homeschool mummy. You've probably got plenty on your hands right now. It's remarkably quiet back there.
Yes, I have a little closet. So.
We'll let you get back to the family. Thanks so much for your time.
All right. Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.